We wake up in the morning from a good night's sleep, feeling refreshed and ready for the day. We go to work, using our bodies and minds throughout the hours ahead, finally getting home in the evening where we eat, relax and sleep, ready to do it all over again. Although, on occasions, we wake up feeling exhausted and drained, as if we had not slept at all and our very essence had been stolen from us. We may wonder why this is, passing it off as a night of restlessness. But what if it was something else? What if you woke up so tired because you were not as alone in the dark as you first thought? My name is Luke Mordew, and this modern myth is Boo Hag. Many worldwide wake up from a deep sleep only to find that something is wrong. They can open and close their eyes and look around the room, yet they cannot move their bodies. This strange phenomenon is often brought forward with the understandable sensation of panic and fear. Those lucky enough not to experience it can only imagine how vulnerable and terrifying the feeling must be. If this was not bad enough, it has been documented by many that alongside this horrifying sensation is a struggle to breathe, as if someone or something was sitting on your chest. The documentation of sleep paralysis goes as far back as the 10th century, although, of course, how it was documented was not how we understand it today. Many cultures connected this strange event with beings of supernatural descent, most notably demons, witches, or ghosts. Even now, some dismiss the scientific consensus on sleep paralysis. Many still believe in a ghostly or demonic presence as the root of the cause. Some have even gone as far as to connect alien activity with the phenomenon, believing it to be part of abduction. It is not hard to find evidence of those who have claimed to have witnessed somebody or something standing in the room with them whilst they could not move. Shadowy figures eerily approaching the bed, sometimes alone, and sometimes with others. There have been scientific studies into these beings, alongside documentaries, podcasts, urban legends, myths, theories, hypotheses, and so much more. We even delve deeper into the phenomenon of these shadow people in one of our recent chapters. Still, the general understanding is that these nightmarish hallucinations are brought forward by a mind stuck between awake and asleep. This phenomenon usually lasts only a few seconds. However, it is no less terrifying for it. To quickly summarize what we covered in our Shadow People chapter, when we sleep, our bodies slowly relax, stopping us from physically acting out our dreams. During sleep, your body alternates between REM and NREM, acronyms for rapid eye movement and non-rapid eye movement sleep, with one cycle lasting around 90 minutes. During the REM phase, your brain essentially switches off your muscles as you begin to dream. If you were to become self-aware during this time, you may find that you could not speak or move. But this is the science behind a strange, twisted part of folklore, and one we've covered already. This time, we're following a new branch of its phenomenon. The creatures that appear during the horrifying moments of sleep paralysis are called many things: shadow people, demons, hags, entities, spirits, and more. But to the Gullah people, African Americans who now live in the low country regions of the US, it is something else. The Boo Hag. The Boo Hag are creatures that live amongst the folklore of South Carolina, being a regionalized version of the hag myth that is often associated with sleep paralysis and more. Hags are not unheard of in any culture and remain in stories told today, such as the Germanic fairy tale of young Hansel and Gretel, who burned a hag alive to save themselves. However, they seem to evolve into something far more menacing in Africa. Here, they were considered more vampire-like, with many communities referring to the hags as the devil on your back. These vampiric hags would not suck the blood from their victims' bodies, but would instead gain sustenance from a person's breath, riding their victims until they were full. They are described as looking like an average person during the day, with only a few characteristics suggesting that something was off about them. It is said that the only way you might figure out if somebody was a boo hag would be to see if they were to smell of sulfur, or if the air around them seemed notably sticky, hot, and humid. This part is, of course, useless to those of the Gullah region, as in that area of North America, the air is always humid, making it a perfect place for the boo hag to hide. It is known that when the sun sets and the darkness creeps over the land again, the boo hag take their true form. Once they peel off their human skin, they are described as being left red and exposed, with pulsing blue veins across their bodies. The skin they once wore belonged to a victim that they had stolen it from to appear less conspicuous in the daylight. They would hide this skin in the night before venturing off to ride in the dark, returning to their stolen skin before sunrise and redressing themselves inside. The boo hag continue this process for as long as the skin can hold out. When the skin grows old, they move on, finding another skin to take. Once the boo hag determines a particular person is a good fit for riding, they are known to gain access to the victim's home through small cracks, holes, or crevices by distorting and forcing their soft bodies through any gap they could find until they were inside. Here, the hag positions itself over the sleeping victim and begins to suck in their breath. The act places the victim in a trance-like state, forcing them into a deeper sleep and leaving them helpless and unaware of what is happening in the comfort of their beds. However, it is not unheard of for a victim to wake up and struggle. On these occasions, the boo hag will instead rip off your skin, leaving the victim in agonizing pain. Although, if things go as planned and the victim remains asleep, the boo hag will finish their feast and fly off into the night, ready to return to their stolen skin before the sun could rise again. If they, for whatever reason, did not make it back to their skin in time for the sunrise, they would, unfortunately, be stuck, unable to put on a victim's skin ever again. Once the victim wakes from their sleep, they have no memory of the hag's arrival, and, apart from the occasional moments of short breath, are generally unharmed, merely drained. So, if this is how the boo hag works, how would anyone claim to know of their existence to begin with? It has been claimed for many years that there have been occasions where the victim has woken up mid-ride. Although here, in this state of attack, they cannot move or adequately breathe. It has been claimed that the boo hag remains out of sight, or in sight, but in the shadows on occasion. At these times, it is said that the boo hag will boldly climb onto your bed, sit upon your chest, and stare deep down into your soul. This is what they meant when they say, "The boo hag, we're riding." I hope you're enjoying this chapter so far, and we will return to it. But first, I wanted to steal you away for a moment. I love what I do, and delving into the history of urban legends and folklore is as fascinating as it is rewarding. I feel fortunate to have thousands of people listening to my research each week. The kind messages I receive are both heartwarming and reassuring. However, it takes a very long time to create each chapter. And no matter how much I enjoy it, doing this for free is not always a possibility, leading to significant gaps between seasons, gaps that I hope to shorten in the future. And this is where your support is needed. Through Patreon, you can subscribe for as little as £3 a month, less than a latte at your local barista. By doing so, you will receive all episodes without any advertisements or breaks. You will also be able to listen to each chapter the Friday before the general public. On top of this, you'll receive a weekly newsletter and discounts on merchandise. We're not just building a community there, but forging a fellowship of folklore enthusiasts. Join our private group chats, where you can share your stories, theories, and discoveries with like-minded individuals captivated by modern myths. Let's discover what you've heard, what you may want to hear, or what you think of any specific legend. Your support on Patreon isn't just a subscription. It's an investment in preserving our urban legend show. Please help us continue our journey and in return, become part of our team. Not only that, but if you join us today, you'll be entered into a prize draw where I'll be choosing 8 patron names at random before the next season begins. Once contacted, if permission is granted, you will be written into one of our new stories, putting you within the legends we tell. Visit our Patreon page by following the link in our show notes, clicking subscribe, and paying whatever you can afford to give. I look forward to your support as we continue to unravel folklore together. And now, back to the legend. The Boo Hag may have originated from the dry land of Africa, but they had come into their own on the humid grounds of California. Past colonizers may have tried to wipe the victims of their heritage and culture, but it seems the culture was too vast and full of far too many tales to be beaten that easily. The legend of the Boo Hag has now ventured beyond that of the Gullah people. It is used as a lesson in the dangers of strangers, whilst also referenced in songs and poetry. At first, tales of their devilish ways moved to the surrounding areas of North Carolina before crossing state lines into Georgia and Florida. They are a way to describe the strange sensation of sleep paralysis or a macabre explanation for the feeling of drowsiness in the morning, even after a good night's sleep. They hide amongst us and hunt us when we are at our most vulnerable. And yet, according to the Gullah people, there are ways to fight back. It is said that if you were to keep powdered rifles by your bed, you could scare them away before they arrived, as the Boo Hag despised the smell of gunpowder. You can also use the age-old deterrent of salt, which dries out the Boo Hag, making their climb back into their skin far harder and almost impossible. Another defensive mechanism is far stranger and imaginative, and yet fairly common with hags. It is claimed that if you were to leave a straw broom or a brush left outside the house, the Boo Hag would be distracted. Boo Hag are known to be highly compulsive creatures and cannot creep past a straw brush without counting every single strand on it. This is not only a preventative measure, but also a trap, as the Boo Hag, spending far too long counting the straw, would find themselves struggling to get to their skin without being fed, resulting in them failing to return before sunrise. Ultimately, if you are to believe the stories, there is very little you can do to stop them if they have decided on you as their victim. And this seems to be the reason behind the famous goodnight phrase amongst the Gullah people. Don't let the boo hag ride ya.
Urban Legends is researched, written, and produced by Luke Mordew. Original score by Billy Jupp, with additional sounds from Storyblocks.com. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, click subscribe on your chosen podcast provider and delve into the mysteries of our previous and future chapters. To find more, including merchandise, video content, images, and more, visit UrbanLegendsFolklore.com. If you have more information or a correction on something mentioned in this chapter, please get in touch through our website. We aim to ensure that all information provided is accurate and up to date, and this remains a top priority. If you want to support the show, receive early access, and have more of a say in what we do, then become a patron by clicking the link in our show notes. For these chapters in video format, simply search Urban Legends Folklore on YouTube. Follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Threads, and join our Facebook group by searching Urban Legends Folklore.